Yeah, we're fired up about the last couple of drafts, the international acquisitions, some of the trades that we've made, and things that have started to blossom a bit at the lower levels have been really encouraging. The Dunedin team winning a co-championship, three or four of our lower level teams, three of the four were in the playoffs, and two of them winning championships is really encouraging. It's you can certainly win championships in the major leagues without having championships in the minor leagues, but it's our belief that if you build that expectation amongst players to win, that you have a much better chance of sustaining championships in the major leagues. They have to learn how to win, and then they need to expect to win, and that's our intent. So it's certainly a good step for us, and we can't say enough about Pearson and Warmoth and
Yeah.
their introduction to Major League Baseball. They've handled it exceptionally well.
Well, I was going to ask in your experience, and speaking of expectations, just months ago, these kids are drafted, they move countries, they're playing short season A ball, and right away they fit in seamlessly. Right away they put up, big numbers, exactly why they were drafted. How often does that happen? How often do you have to wait sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, not all the time. Really, if you look across this year's draft and look at the guys who performed and those who didn't, it's certainly at a higher clip in the first round, higher rate in the first round, but not when you're picking 22nd and 28th. So, really fired up about the work of Steve Sanders and Tony LaCava. Those guys have created a very cohesive group, and the introduction to professional baseball, whether it's international, out of the draft, first round or fifth round, is extremely intimidating for a lot of players because you go from being elite, regardless of what round or where you were selected, to amongst a lot of very good players, and you're one of 200 and 200 plus per organization, and that can be somewhat intimidating. And the level of play is great, so to come in and transition well, ideally it's guys are just being themselves. There's no such thing as rising to the occasion. You always fall back on the work that you've done, and it looks like they're falling back on good foundations. So, good news thus far.
He is the general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, Ross Atkins, joining us on Sportsnet 650, the program with Walker and Rintoul. Ross, I know you've only been around the Blue Jays for a couple of years, but we see full ballparks out here all the time. We see people raving about what the Vancouver Canadiens do for a short season single A ball club. From your vantage point, what is it that Vancouver does so well?
Well, I think first and foremost, you create an environment. You create an environment that's fun to be a part of, and they've certainly done that. And then I think secondarily, the pride around Canada. And we've had multiple staff members, multiple players talk about that pride in a very heartfelt way, talking about getting the chills, getting another level of emotion because of that Canadian pride. And so it's an incredible professional baseball environment to start, and then tapping into that other resource is unique and an opportunity for us. So, those guys are creating a near triple A experience for guys in their first exposure to professional baseball. So that's a competitive advantage for us.
We want to get to your Major League ball club in a minute. Your old club, and I'm sure you and Mark have been watching this while they won their 21st in a row today. You're not supposed to be able to do that in baseball. The game isn't set up that way, and yet here is Cleveland doing what they're doing right now. Have you ever seen anything quite like it?
Different stretches, different runs, different minor league teams, and there's teams that get hot, and this is, it's not so much the number of games they've won, it's almost how, they're dominating. So, I mean, I can't recall much that similar. I mean, obviously it's record setting, but it really, they've done a great job. I can't say enough about Terry Francona and Chris Antonetti, the environment that they've created for young players and players they acquire, like Jay Bruce, or a trade to Andrew Miller last year, that come in and really perform well. Tito sets the stage and the culture, and starts at the top with Chris Antonetti, and They've definitely got a good thing going. It's fun to see Jose Ramirez performing as well as he is, Francisco Lindor, and obviously Edwin Encarnacion has made some contributions for them. So, listen, we're focused on the Blue Jays. We only pull for one team, and that's the Toronto Blue Jays. But I'm certainly happy for the people there.
Can you pinpoint where your farm system is? And we all know it's gotten much better in the last couple of years. I think Mark had said the other day that at worst it's probably top half now in Major League Baseball. Can you compare where you're at now to where you thought you were in Cleveland with the Ramirez's and the Lindors, the guys you just mentioned?
It's such a tough way to think about it, relative one organization to another. And we do think about it in terms of, it would depend on the year, depends on the time of the year, depends on, how the major league team is performing, how many of those players are now transitioning to the major league. So it's hard to pinpoint it that way. What I can tell you is that, across the lower levels, we have some really, really exciting, very high ceiling players that are getting national recognition for being some of the better players in the game. So there aren't a lot of teams that can say that when you have multiple players that are getting that type of recognition. Secondarily, we're now going to have the potential of a Triple-A team that can provide legitimate depth for the major league team, and it's young, controllable players that are optionable. It's not minor league free agents that you run through waivers and really don't have, or very, very limited ceilings, very, very limited upside. I think what the fans have seen recently in Teoscar Hernandez, Richard Urania, even the progress of Luke Maley and what he's meant to this team when he's playing. Obviously, the things that are occurred in the bullpen this year, there's some good things that are bubbling up from our environment, and next year we could be looking at a Triple-A team of a lot of the names I mentioned. In addition to that, Anthony Alford, Dalton Pompey, Dan Jansen, potentially Reese McGuire, starting rotation of Ryan Barucki and Thomas Pannone and Chris Rowley, potentially Luis Santos. But ideally, where we get to the point where we're optioning very, very good players that belong in the major leagues, where you legitimately have a 28 and 29 man active roster because you're putting guys back in AAA that belong in the major leagues. And we're getting closer to that. There's scenarios where we could see where very, very talented players could be in AAA for us. So, it's all about depth in this game, and now we feel as though we're starting to get some at the upper levels and know we have it at the lower levels.
It is the program with Walker and Rintoul. We are speaking with Blue Jays GM Ross Atkins this afternoon. Ross, obviously it's been a disappointing year. A bunch of that is due to injury, but you can't control that. I know every year, win or lose, you have to evaluate and reevaluate as you look forward to the next season. As far as things you can control, what needs to be better next year?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely what we think about and talk about all the time. It's our motto that's plastered across all of our computer monitors, every one of the books that we carry around to keep notes on, and screensavers on our phones, is get better every day. So what that means is stay open-minded, don't judge, don't point fingers, but talk about how we can improve. And that, takes humility. So, we need to look about how, one, first and foremost, what I talked about, how do you build depth to sustain injury? And that's, we've been focused on that around the clock every day of the calendar to ensure we're infusing talent at every level and every aspect that we can. Trade deadline, each of the past two trade deadlines, even last year when we were adding to our major league team, we still added to our minor league system. So we've done that again this year at the deadline. The drafts have obviously been productive for us, and the international acquisitions are exciting. But I think secondarily, we have to prevent injury. So we have to work hard to see how we can help Devin Travis better, how we can help Aaron Sanchez better. What are we doing, whether wrong or right? How do we get better at it and ensuring that does not happen again? How do we ensure that we're getting everything we can out of Troy Tulowitzki and Russ Martin at stages in their career where we have to be more thoughtful about their playing time without overexposing them? So, we will spend our entire off season on Ultimately, it's all about culture and environment, and we have to do things. We have to hire and we have to acquire. So, but the two main areas of focus will be acquisition and then improving our prevention of injury. So, there's a lot of detail and a lot more granular ways to think about that, but that's the summary.
This would, I know it would keep me up at night, and I think sometimes it does, but when you look at that second wild card race, it's just different this year, right? The final number is probably going to be somewhere 84, 85. You got to have moments where that makes the events of the season extra frustrating, because it felt like almost everything went wrong, and really, Ross, in actuality, you needed just one of those things to go right. You needed a full season from Aaron Sanchez, or like one thing and the tables could turn.
Yeah, one of the seven, right? Just when we started to feel that we got back into the fold and we were knocking on the door at 500 and I think two games out of the wild card in August, and Russell Martin and Troy Tulowitzki get hurt, for the second time. So, the Russell Martin impact on our pitching, on our relievers, and Luke Maley's done a fine job, and Miguel Montero and Rafi Lopez have contributed. But Russell Martin really has been the heartbeat of our pitching staff, and it's a tough one to overcome when he's not in the lineup. He was a big part of our success. You said it well. I think, I would just be reiterating it, but it had Devin Travis even just had another month of what he was doing, we would have been a healthy team for the month of June, as opposed to losing Devin Travis at a point when we were going to be adding Pierce and Donaldson again. And so, that's not an excuse. We have to figure out ways to prevent that. But you said it well. I think had we not had one of those happen, we would probably be right there with the Twins and the Angels right now.
One more quick one before we let you go, as you get ready for the game tonight. Is there, as we sit, nearly 150 games through the season, have you had that moment of evaluation yet where you kind of look at something that happened in the last calendar year and says, all right, like we misjudged that situation. We weren't ready for that and we should have been?
Hindsight is, you have to do it, right? You have to look back and say, what did we learn from that? And, of course, there's not one business model where that doesn't occur. That occurs when you win championships too. So we're always doing that. And, there's not one that jumps out and says, man, I wish we really would have handled this differently, because what we evaluate is our process. The results are a piece of it. And we're a process-driven group, every single one of us, and we are extremely open-minded about changing the process if we don't feel that the results are effective. And so that's what we evaluate, and probably wouldn't be that too exciting if I started talking to you about our process to, what our strategy is going to be in free agency, or what our strategy is with our medical process, or what our strategy is with the draft or improving players at the major league level, because it would be very granular, and it's what we pride ourselves on and what we focus on.
Hey, thanks for this. We appreciate the time today, and hopefully next season we'll see you out here in Vancouver.
Okay, yeah, Andrew and Scott, thanks for having me on, guys. I really appreciate it. Great place. I've been there a few times and look forward to getting back.
All right, thank you, Ross.
Thanks, Ross.
All right, guys.